don't want no one else but you, so stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Trippin' Coffee Time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
About that video, had you seen it before?
I had seen it before. I had seen that video before. And I feel like you and I actually had a conversation about it over chat or something real simple when you were in Dubai. And
okay.
We did have our little bi-weekly, you know, check-ins. And I feel like we kind of talked about that before, but
I don't remember if we did.
Yeah, and I feel like we did, but for the purposes of this podcast, I'm going to actually play it. So other people can hear it, and I'll drop it in here so people can hear. Hey guys, this is Denise. I know we just jumped in having a conversation. Mr. B is actually working, and my friend Kamisha Milton, who is now back from Dubai and back into the States with us, we were having a conversation or a little chat over a video that we had seen on social media, and then I actually text her and say, hey, let's jump on a Zoom and let's talk about it. And her being such the great friend that she is to me, she was like, sure, I'll jump on a Zoom. Anything for you, D.
As long as I'm not on video, I'll be okay.
You look just fine, but no, you don't have to be on video. But so we're going to play it. So we're going to insert that that social media video that we listened to. I'll insert it here.
Please do not address me as a strong, independent Black woman. It's not a compliment. I never hear a man that is raising children alone say, I'm mom and dad. He never becomes overly feminine because he's raising children. But we as women become overly masculine because we are raising children, because I'm mom and dad and I gotta do all those things, right? And now I put extra stuff on me and then I say, ain't nobody helping me. Well, nobody told you to do that. There is help available, all because I was trying to overcompensate for what daddy wasn't doing. I didn't have to be mom and dad. Now they got Mr. Chris and Mr. Eric over here. And I took them to be a part of different organizations, because when you think of something strong, you do not think of coming to the aid of it. So when we are looked at and walk around as strong, what we're putting out is, I do not need assistance. I don't need your help. So anytime a man says, oh, I love it, you're so strong, I said, no, I'm not strong. I'm resilient. I'm not independent. I'm interdependent. Because nobody ever comes to the aid of the strong person. So when I'm around men, my wrists are broke.
All right. So what I wanted to say about that is that me being a much, much older, and I'm just going to say not just an older female, but an older Black female being raised by my grandparents, my perspective on women and domestication and subordinates and all of it stemmed from how I was raised under my grandmother. I do consider myself a very strong and independent Black woman. I do because of my trials and tribulations, the things that I've been through. I've been that single parent. I've had to do it all all myself before I was married. And so I've been through that. But to listen to her and to put it in perspective, I also have that part of me where my strength is my strength independently, but there's a part of me that loves the contextual inclusiveness of a male and its masculinity in doing what they're supposed to do in their role and their purpose on this planet. I agree when she says, you always hear, even on Father's Day, you'll see women saying Happy Mother's Day and to you single mothers who are happy Father's Day and to you single mothers who are playing the role of both, happy Father's Day to you too. I see that all the time.
Yep, you do. You do.
I don't see that role reversal or that same statement for Mother's Day.
Right. To all you dads.
You're a single father. You know, happy Mother's Day, because I see you playing dual role. I don't see mm-hmm. that. So it's okay for us to step into that masculinity role. But for a male who's being a single father, society is not saying that he's stepping into that feminine role as well.
Mm-hmm. But is it okay or is it expected, right? For women.
Is it accepted?
Yes, accepted and somewhat expected, right? Mm-hmm. Especially, I think, when you consider Black women who... So you brought up being a single mom. So mm-hmm. for me, I can relate to that because I was raised by a single mom as well, mm-hmm. who was a very, and is, right? Still a very strong, very independent woman.
Right.
And so being raised by her and she's my model, then that's going to be what I emulate, right? To right. be this strong kind of independent woman. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that there were reasons why she had to be that strong, independent woman, because she was a single mom. She was raising young children. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be taken advantage of, right? She wants people to know that she is able to, you know, hold down her family and hold down herself. So she does have to be strong in more situations when you don't have that support from a male to help, I guess, kind of manage some of these challenges that come from being a single mom,
right.
Raising children. However, I do think there is room for the woman, even if you are a single mom, even if you, you know, do have to, or maybe you are not a mom, maybe you're just single, maybe you're just independent, mm-hmm. and maybe you've been told that you have to have this kind of like strong and fierce way to move about the world, or
especially
else
a Black woman.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm only speaking for us. I feel like we have to have that role. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's seen the same way with other ethnicities, right, mm-hmm. or cultures mm-hmm. as it is with Black women, specifically in America. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you do realize that as a woman, maybe this isn't a choice. This wasn't a choice for you to be this like strong, independent woman. It was mm-hmm. kind of put upon you.
Right.
Then you can make room to say, okay, perhaps is what this woman was saying is that I don't really want to be that. Like, this is what I was forced to be. This is what was like put upon me based on my situation, based on my circumstance. But I want to change it a little bit. I want to evolve it a little bit. And I think you can. And I think it's necessary, mm-hmm, right? In mm-hmm, order for, mm-hmm. especially if you're raising sons, boys, you know, because you can't really take on the father role. I mean, let's just be serious. Like, you can't. You're the mom. You cannot. There's nothing about those statements. And when people say that, especially because I was raised by a mom, right? I have a brother and I know he has had challenges and struggles and things because he didn't have that male in the household, right? Now, we did have other male figures outside and family members and uncles and grandfathers and things, but it still took him a while to figure out like how to... how to build those kinds of relationships to fill that kind of void, or somewhat try to fill that void of a father. Yeah. So women can't do it. I don't know if it's something that we say, like you say, for a Mother's Day, or for, mm-hmm. you know, if you're the father, whatever, because we want to feel like what we're doing is enough.
Right.
Or if it's something that some women really believe. But I don't believe that you are filling the role of the father. I really don't.
Yep. And this is the thing. You're filling, and you know what? We'll see how many people come at us or comment on this. But I believe you cannot fill the role of a father. What you do as a mother, especially a single mother, is it's like mom 2.0. It's mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. you fill the role of accessibility. In other words, what I'm saying is, I'm here as your mom, and the things that you need from a father that I can't do, I have to feel the accessibility of doing that in the way that I know how to do it. Because mm-hmm. I can only know how to do it as a female. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, my mm-hmm. husband says to me all the time that I can nourish my son, I can nurture my son, but I can't teach my son how to be a man because I've never been a man.
You're right.
I don't know what that feels like. I don't know what that transition is. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was someone who told me one time that at the time, my oldest daughter, single mom, she had great, he had my grandjoy, he has a great father, they co-parent, but he mm-hmm. lives out of town. He mm-hmm. lives out of state. So mm-hmm. she parents him, she was parenting him single prior to her getting married.
Mm.
And someone said to me, you can tell that he is being raised by his mom because he has his mom's mannerisms.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, what does that mean? What are you saying? Like, he has his mom's mannerisms. Like, he acts like his mom. He responds to things like his mom. You know, mm. you could tell that he's being raised by a female is what mm. they were really trying to say. You understand?
But it almost sounds like a weakness, right? Or
which is not
right mm-hmm. against his character
as a young man. He still has mannerisms, you know, he still has mannerisms of her, but he also has mannerisms of his dad too. It's just that his dad wasn't prevalent mm-hmm. in the home at the time. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. and she's mm-hmm. a damn good mother. She is like mother 2.0.0.0. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I do, mm-hmm. I get what she's saying. I totally understand what she's saying because we as Black women have been put in positions for so many years and years upon years, that strength is the character that we must portray first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not
right.
color, not female, you know, not wife, not sister, not in the, but strength. Our strength has mm-hmm. to be in the forefront of mm-hmm. us. So, mm-hmm. so sometimes I saw a caption that says, don't forget to check on your strong friends. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm strong. Sometimes
yeah.
I feel like I'm forced to be strong.
Yep. I agree. I mean, I think that comes from this idea, especially for Black women, comes from trauma, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And goes way back to our slave days, right? When
yeah.
our children were taken away and we had no say. And so you had to be strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you watched, you know, your family members being beaten and abused and things, and you had to really kind of be strong, or you were being raped and sexually assaulted, you know, repeatedly, and you had to be strong, right?
Right.
So I think it's this trauma that has kind of come through that time that is still very, very present, but we look at it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying, okay, that was trauma, that was not necessarily what we needed, we've kind of flipped it to make it something that works for us
mm-hmm.
to say, okay, now how can we use this trauma to make it something that can effectively be good, right?
Yes.
We have this strong armor. We're not gonna, you know, let people, you know, talk to us any kind of way, treat us any kind of way. They need to understand we can, you know, do what we need to do. But I don't think that will still make a difference when you are raising children, especially young men,
mm-hmm.
because there are certain things that they get from their mom and there are certain things that they need to get from the male or their father, right?
Yeah.
Just as you said, they are not going to compare, you know, they're not going to say, oh, a single father is like a mom. Oh, he's mm-hmm. nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a soft place to land. He's a place where they can come and, you know, confide all their secrets.
Yeah.
No. And similarly, I think when you're talking about women or moms saying that they are, you know, strong and like raising, you know, these kids, mm-hmm. it's more about like the financial piece, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're only kind of looking at it through the financial lens, or maybe more so through the financial lens, because
yeah.
when you think of men, it's like, you know, they're the ones that are like the protector and the provider.
Right.
But then if you don't have that man there, now you have this woman who has to be like this provider.
And so protector.
And protector.
That's right.
And protector, of course. So maybe that is more of what is they're saying when they're saying, oh, you know, you're doing all of both of the roles, but you still are not doing like the emotional role, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of what a father.
That transition, that flip, that happens that takes a boy to a man.
Right, right, right.
We don't understand that. We would never understand that. We know what happens when we go from being that young adolescent woman, I mean, girl, to that woman, but that transition is so much different.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, I have two girls and a boy. I seen it for myself. No way. The things that I was teaching my son, like, I want to coddle him. You understand what I'm saying? But my husband is like, no, that's not how you do that. You don't do that. Coddling him is on special occasions, like my husband would say. But that's how you help him to transition.
Right.
You know?
Because he has to be made to act like a man, be a man, you know, take responsibility like a man should, not think that he's going to always be kind of cared for, right? Like a woman. But because as a woman, you're looking at it from your perspective.
From a mother's point of view. And yeah. I'm a woman. That's how, you know, that's how I raised the girl. So I just raise him.
It's like, it's the same, right? It's the same. Like, everything works the same for everybody. But you know, I mean, your husband is absolutely correct. I think.
But even my son, Kamisha, has said to me, Mom, on certain things, he said, Mom, you messed me up. Because my husband was in the military. We both were in the military. But I had gotten out and my husband was in the military. He was gone all the time. I used to tell everybody, I'm married, but I'm a single parent because my husband is always gone. So I was raising my son, you know, and when my husband would come back from whatever mission he was on and my son would be doing certain things, he would say, honey, that's not going to help him transition into manhood. Now, that has nothing. It had nothing to do with femininity or his sexual preference or his sexual lifestyle, because that we don't care. We don't judge. Whatever you choose to be, whoever you choose to be with, that's on you. We're here for you regardless. You know what I mean? He was just telling me that, babe, you're training him and nurturing him as if he's another daughter. Because that's because I'm a female, so that's what I know. But that was hurting him amongst, you know, his other boy, you know, friendships and all. You know, why are you acting like this? Or why are you doing certain things? And I think it causes a stigma in our environment, because social environment is so harsh on kids. It's so harsh on a child who's different. You know what I mean? And not to say that he was different, but he's being raised by his mom.
Is going to be different. Well, I mean, I think that goes back to what you were saying was the observation from someone about your daughter's son, right? Because she was raising him by herself. And I do believe, though, it is about feminine, seeing too much feminine in a boy. Right? Now, we all have feminine and masculine, right? Women have feminine and masculine. Yeah. Boys have feminine and masculine. But as children, they model, right? So if what they see is a mom and a woman, and a woman who is maybe soft-spoken, maybe, you know, overly kind, maybe non-confrontational, right? Like, these are kind of more feminine sort of qualities. And then you have a boy, but you don't expect to see that, right? You want them to be bold. You want them to be tough. But if they are not exuding these kind of masculine qualities, that's when I think people can see, okay, maybe they weren't getting all of the male influence that they needed to help them really lean more into their masculinity and not as much into their femininity. And it's nothing to do with, like you said, sexual preference. That's totally separate.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about kind of how you move in the world, right? And how you
respond people. And the world is so judgmental. And the world is so unkind. So you try to protect your kids from all of that nonsense, from them, you know, putting those labels on them, because your kid is your kid is your kid. And whomever they grow up to be, or whomever they grow up to, whom they want to be with, that should be their preference. That should belong to them. That's an intimate decision that belonged to them. It doesn't belong to you. You don't get to do that. You don't get to step in and do that. You know what I mean? So then it falls back on you if you're that single parent. and you're trying to pull every bit of strength out of you to protect your child, you know, but that still doesn't give you that masculinity that he needs to transition into men.
No, I think the woman said in the video was absolutely correct. Like, you do need to pull on other men. And it's the same for girls too. I mean, yeah. We're talking a lot about boys, but when girls, you know, who don't have that father influence, that male influence that they need, are going to be lacking in certain areas as well, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it is absolutely important that you, maybe you can say you're strong, but don't use it as a way to not allow, right, mm-hmm. men into your life, mm-hmm. and into the lives of your children, because it's needed, mm-hmm. right? Because you're so strong, you don't need that. That's not true. Like, you need it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so do your children. They also need it. Mm-hmm. And they need to see you saying that it's okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Saying that that's OK. I understand why we have a mom and why we have a dad and why we have men and why we have women. We all are, you know, have different qualities and different pieces that we are bringing to the table that is going to help us all. Right. Help us all grow and help us all be better. But if you are putting on this, you know, kind of armor that you're too strong and that none of that is needed, then that's going to be reflected then in your not just how you act, but then if you're raising children and how they act and like how they, you know, how they are seen and how they are viewed and how they kind of move about, which I don't think is what women want, really.
Yeah, because I was going to say,
if I think about my mom, you mm-hmm. know, as a single mom, she was young. Right. She just did what she knew to do at that time and what she felt needed to happen. Like you said, when you are the only one responsible, you have to be the protector. You have no choice.
Yeah.
There's no way to be like, oh, I don't want to defend my children today. I'm going to let it's either you or no one.
Yeah.
Right. It's either you or no one. But I do think there are certain times when you can recognize that help is needed, mm-hmm. that help is there, mm-hmm. and to reach out for that help.
Yeah.
You know, that's important.
And it's not to say, and there are certain things in what you said, because it's not to say that I can't do it.
No.
And that I'm glad you are here to do it with mm-hmm. me or for me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Something mm-hmm. as simple as my husband still opens my car door. You know, sometimes he still brings my chair out for me to sit. He don't do it because I can't do it. He mm-hmm. does it because he wants to do it. It's a nice thing to do. And I don't expect it, but I love it when he do it. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And I'm not going to look back at him and say, I'm a strong woman. You don't have to open my door for me or pull my chair out. I can do it for myself. I'm not going to say that because he knows I'm a strong woman.
He knows you can open your
own door. He knows I can open doors. He knows I can pull out chairs. He's doing it because he wants to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think you bring up a good point too of how women have to realize, like, we don't have to prove anything. Like, we are in so many spaces, especially Black women, right? Like, mm-hmm. we, you know, work together. So we work together in, you know, corporate spaces where you are constantly having to prove your worth, mm-hmm. show your work, that you need to be there, you should be in the room and all these kinds of things. And so I think sometimes we get so used to constantly proving ourselves, that even when we're in spaces where we don't have to prove that
we don't know how to let our guard down,
women and feminine and moms, and you know, we still are like, oh no, but we have to prove we can do it, everything, we have to prove. But that's not true. That's not what needs to happen. Like, you as a mom are enough as a mom. Yeah. You don't then now need to compensate for what's happened with the father by trying to be all these other things, because you're not. You're not those things. You're enough as you are, as the mom, as the nurturer, and you know, the all of the things that come with that, right? And that is a strength as well. Right. But it's a different kind of strength. It's a, you know, a softer, more feminine strength that is actually needed, not this other kind of strength that is more of like a deflection and rejection of other people. That is not what's supposed to happen. You know, that's just, I just don't feel like that is the way that it was intended to be.
Yeah. And I think because the key, of what's happened. I think the key is what you said, you are enough. You mm-hmm. really are enough. Mm-hmm. What you add on to you and your plate is bonus, because mm-hmm. you really are enough.
I say this
all the time. I mean, I have merchandise out there that says "Give yourself grace." I'm working on an ebook mm-hmm. for women. Give yourself grace. Be easy on yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We can have a whole conversation about that. How we do. We need to be easier on ourselves, and we need to actually be looking for ways to live with ease, right? Mm-hmm. Even just this whole discussion of I have to be strong, that's mm-hmm. not ease.
Yeah.
To me, that doesn't seem like ease. If you meet a Black woman that's got this armor of her strength and independence, she doesn't look like she's having the greatest time. You know what I mean? She probably looks stressed. She looks overwhelmed. She looks burdened. Yeah. She's probably angry, frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Like
burnt out, especially Black.
Burnt out. Yes. Yeah. Unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You know, we have so many health issues that we carry around just from ourselves mm-hmm. because of some of these things. Like, we have to be the one. We have to be strong. We have to prove all of these things to other people when we don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah. Kamisha, do you think that, and I'm not speaking for all women, I'm just saying for some women, especially Black women, do you think that a lot of time our statement of being strong, I am a strong woman, or I'm a strong Black woman, do you think that sometimes that is a characteristic that the woman wants? Or do you think that sometimes it's forced on us because of the situations that we sometimes find ourselves in as a Black woman?
I think, okay, so I've been paying more attention to like femininity and masculinity mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. leaning into your feminine versus masculine. Mm-hmm. So I think that a lot of times it's not what we want. It's mm-hmm. what's been forced on us, but we don't know different, right? We don't know different until you get to a place where you just start to be more uncomfortable, I think, in your skin. You're like, there's something about this that isn't right. Whether it is, you know, your husband wants to open doors and you're like, ah, open my own doors. And maybe you are not able to get into relationships with men that you want to get into because of how you are acting, right? Mm-hmm. Or what kind of energies you're putting out there.
Yeah.
And then I think that's when you have to start thinking, okay, what is it that I'm doing? Like, how am I contributing mm-hmm. to this? Mm-hmm. Now, I do agree. I do believe that there are certain situations where you do have to be strong. Like mm-hmm. you have to be strong. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to be the one to say, you know, I need to be heard here. I need to be seen here. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, you just kind of sit back and don't do any of those things.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you don't have to lead with that all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
Right. It's not necessary to like lead with that in every area of your life where I feel like if you were brought up in a situation where you either saw women lead that way, or maybe you were just raised in a very difficult or challenging home. You had to be the person to do that. And so you just move through life that way without ever thinking, okay, is that what needs to happen now? Like, do I still need to act that way? You know, that was something I needed to do maybe when I was 10 or when I was 15 mm-hmm. or even when I was 20. But now that I'm 30 and I'm not really enjoying the way people respond to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not really enjoying, you know, how the world is kind of receiving me. Mm-hmm. Then I think that's when you have to start questioning, okay, was that put upon me? And is it something I really believe and value and want to move forward with?
Yeah.
Or is it something I can kind of change?
Was that true strength? Or was that tenacity that was brought on because of the situation that you were in? I'm not trying to take away that strength or take away the word strong or strength, because my God, if people only knew the things that I've been through in my 100 years that I've been on this earth, if I were not strong, I don't mm-hmm. know if I would still be here to even have the conversations to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. No. Strength is absolutely needed. Like I'm saying, it's necessary mm-hmm. in certain areas mm-hmm. and in certain times, mm-hmm. but not always. I mean, I think sometimes because you could be having some kind of emotional response because you're too strong. Mm-hmm. You're too strong. You don't want to face whatever it is you need to face. You don't want to move through the feelings of whatever it is you need to move through, because you don't want to be seen as weak because you're so strong.
Oh my God.
Right? You're so strong. Like I need to be the one, and I'm always the strong one. Everyone leans on me. Everyone looks to me for strength. Yeah. So now you are not able to move through your emotions the way you need to move through your emotions, because you're holding on to this idea that you have to be the strong one, which is a weakness, I think, to be fair, right? Like that's a weakness. If you don't recognize that you don't have to be the strong one, and that this role that you've taken on now, maybe you were put upon, it was put upon you, you know, younger, when you were younger and you didn't know and you didn't have any choice, but now you're older and you can make your own choices, and you are still the one that is saying, this is who you have to be.
Yeah.
You can change that, because it's not, maybe it's not serving you now, right? Is it serving you in this situation, in this season of your life, and in this particular instance? Maybe not. Like you said, your husband was gone. So you had, when your children were younger, you had to take on this other role and have this different level of strength. But then when he was back and he said, no, I'm here. This is what needs to happen.
Yeah.
It's up to you then to say, you know, you're right. That's not who I need to be in this season. That's not who I need to be in this time. Like, you need to now be pouring into our son in a different way, right? But we have to be able to see that in ourselves and accept and acknowledge that as well.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a mouthful. Yeah. Girl, that's powerful. That's powerful, because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking that all the incidents and the traumatic things that I've been through in my life, and how I had to gird myself and be so strong. And then I would be put in situations where that strength, that quality wasn't required at that moment. So instead of it looked like me being strong, I looked like I was being, like I was an intimidator. You know what I mean? But when people called me on the carpet of it, my clap back was like, oh, you just can't deal with being in the room with a strong woman or a strong black woman. But it had really nothing to do with my strength, and everything to do with my delivery of that
Yeah, you're right. Because like I said, I mean, it can be hard. I mean, especially if you have always, I just feel like as Black women, we are so challenged all the time.
On every level.
Yes. I mean, even just this discussion, like in our relationships, like everything, right? Like if you are in a space where your, you know, partner or your family or your friends or your coworkers are constantly looking to you to be kind of that armor for them, then you get used to that. It even becomes a part of who you are.
Yeah.
It's a part of who you are now. It's like, oh, that's my identity. Like, this is what I do for the family, right? This is my role. Like, this is how I kind of engage with everyone.
Yeah.
And it gets tiring, especially like you said, if you are doing that when it's not required.
Yeah.
It's not required anymore. Like, there are gonna be plenty of times when they're gonna need Denise to come in there and take care of the business, some business, right? Because they know that. Mm-hmm. But if it's a situation where it's causing you some stress or it's causing you some overwhelm, and you're like, this is not who I wanna be now, and this is not, you know, helping this situation, then that's when you have to recognize, okay, it's not strength that's needed at that time. Maybe it is just tenacity, or maybe it's determination, or maybe it's resilience.
Or maybe it's a different type of strength. Maybe it's a strategic type of strength. I think there's levels even to being strong.
Yes. I think there are. I think there's different levels and different types of strength, right?
Yeah.
For sure. And I think that it's okay for women to say that they are going to fall back in certain situations too. And that's not seen as a weakness, right?
Yeah.
Because it's almost like either we have the strength or weakness, right? If we're not doing this, then what's wrong with us? Mm-hmm. Like, you're
especially Black women. We're either seen up here or down here. It's like,
right, we don't get to play the middle ground. There's no room for the middle. There's no room for the middle.
I'm strong, but yes, I love my door being open. Yes, I love my chair being pulled out. Yes, I love the endearments. You know, yes, I love my husband to come in and save the day. Yes, you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't take away my character. It doesn't take away my strength. It doesn't take away who I am in the business side of me, as well as the personal side of me. It doesn't take away from that, you know?
No. Well, I think if you haven't seen examples of where men are complimenting women, right? Not compliment as far as you look pretty. Yeah. But I mean, complimenting and adding to their life, right? So that you can come together in this partnership, then you are not going to know that that's what's needed because you've not seen it. Right? You've just always seen women taking charge of everything.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, well, that's what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And lots of times it takes men really to tell us women that right there, that right there is not going to work. You know, that right there is, you know, you need to take that somewhere else. Or that right there is uncalled for, or that right there is not going to work between us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it'll take them to sometimes make us look at ourselves and say, oh, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe I can fall back. And like you said, allow you to save the day, allow you to take the lead, right? Allow you to be the male or the man that is needed and that I've wanted, right? That I've asked for. So now I need to allow
that
you
I've prayed for.
Right. Pray for, ask for, beg for, whatever it is you've done. Called on everybody.
Yeah.
Bring me, you know, now you need to allow that to happen. And like I said, it's good for if you have, you know, if you don't have children, you don't have sons, it's good for you, I think, as a woman too, as you start to like evolve and grow into your womanhood and femininity, to be able to release some of that.
Yeah. And you know what? I think when I sit back and I think about some of the courageous women that we have, Black women, you know, I think of, you know, I'm just calling out some name like Oprah Winfrey, Tabitha Brown, just, you know,
Michelle Obama,
you know, Michelle Obama, you know, even people we know, Cheryl Grace and, you know, Miss Sherry Dublin. These were, I mean, strong, Black, intellectual, business, you know, badasses, entrepreneurs, and they love still getting their door open for them. They chair pulled out. They love love and the intimacy and the softness that they get with their male partner, or not even from their male partner or spouse, but even from a colleague, a male colleague who, you know, they're bouncing their purpose and roles off of. You didn't see them taking their strength and leading by intimidation. You know what I mean? So I think we all have a purpose, and we all have, you know, a plan. And sometimes it does not matter whether it's male or female in order for a plan to come together. But sometimes it does. And sometimes we have to understand what level of strength that we have to exude, and then understand that as a female, our strength shouldn't be an intimidation factor.
That's true. I mean, I think two things. Number one, there definitely is a balance, right? That you have to find personally, where you're saying, you know, with your strength, based on the situation and the people and like kind of what's happening, right? Do you need to be always on 10? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or not, right? You have to find that balance.
That balance. And it's different for everybody.
Right.
Everybody is different. You know,
but to me, an intimidation is like a perception of from other people. Sometimes I think, I think,
ooh, that's good.
If we're having this conversation and you're saying to me, you know, I need to be strong and I need to take charge of it, and I feel intimidated. I'm feeling intimidated by you, right? It's not something you are doing. It's how I'm looking at and responding to what you're saying or what you're doing, right? Like, to me, I feel like intimidation can be on the other person.
Yes.
It's okay, not
I love
on
that.
It's not
That's
on
a great
you
perspective.
And how, yeah, and how you're delivering it. Because just as you've mentioned, you know, a lot of these strong women, whether they be Oprah or whether they be people we've worked with, There were many people that are like, they're very intimidating.
Yes, you're right.
I don't find them intimidating at all. I find them be kind, warm. You know what I'm saying? So to me, that is a perception of the other person. Mm-hmm. If they are feeling intimidated, mm-hmm. it might be something they need to be checking on themselves. Like, well, why am I feeling this way? Yeah. It could be because maybe they just don't like the way the person is delivering a message. Or maybe they don't like their assertiveness. Right. Or maybe they don't like how they speak loudly, because I've been told, because I'm from the U.S., you talk so loud. Like, what are you talking about? I'm just talking. I'm not yelling at you. You're feeling like I'm yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you, right? So I think some of that has to be the responsibility of the person that's receiving it as well. It can't always be on us to be like, oh my gosh, I can't say anything. You know what I'm saying? Else the person will feel intimidated. I don't think it's on us. Yeah, all the time.
I love that. Sometimes it's the perception of the person who you're talking to that they feel a certain way. And that's why when you go to counselors, and therapists, they always say, tell me how you feel, not how you perceived someone else, get you or look mm-hmm. at you, but how did you feel in mm-hmm. that situation? I love mm-hmm. that, because that's a whole different perspective. Because even though I'm saying that, I'm hearing what you say and I'm thinking, there were times when me and you worked together, those same strong women that I brought up that people said, oh, I find them a little intimidating. And we looked at each other like, nah, I didn't get that. And I will mm-hmm. follow them right on to where you're going, because right. I know that that journey is going to be awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
And there are many times, even while we've been doing this podcast, that I've said that I love being a strong Black woman. And I mean that with every fiber of my being. I love being a strong Black woman. But I also love being that strong Black woman that allows my door to be open, my chair to be pulled out, that little hug. Sometimes my husband will just walk in and give me a hug and be like, babe, you got this. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And I'm not gonna push him away. I'm like, I know I got this. I'm strong. I know. No, right. I'm receiving all of that.
Well, because you would be pushing him away, two ways, right? Like yeah. physically pushing him away and like emotionally pushing him away, mm-hmm. right? And after a while, people get tired of that, right?
Yeah.
Because he knows what his role is, right? And he wants to be leaning into that. Yeah. So you have to allow him to do that as well, yeah. right?
The lean in. Oh, Kenisha, thank you. I am just so happy. I'm happy you sent that video to me, even though, I've seen it before. And even okay. though you don't remember, we did have a small chat about this before. And I always tell you, I love talking to you. You always help yeah. me to see different perspectives, and I think we do that for each other.
I agree.
I love the way we sharpen iron. Iron sharpens iron. I love the way we queen each other. I love the way that you allow me to share my most intimate stories and current events about my children with you. And you don't judge me, but you allow me to process it as you help me to talk through it. So I love Aww. That about you. And I love that you are my strong Black female friend, So thank you so much.
Niece, oh my God, same to you. Oh my Lord, you have no idea how much I adore you. I'm so glad that I'm getting to be, having this great conversation with you. And I didn't know when I sent that. I was just like, hey, have you seen this? Because I knew you would have a response. It just seems like something you would have a response to.
I always got a response. Huh?
And because we do talk about so many things, I'm like, maybe we did talk about this, but I don't remember. But I know she got an opinion about it, whatever it is.
I got an opinion. And a lot of people don't agree with my opinion because I'm an old, old Black strong woman.
That's all right.
Look, raised by another old Black strong woman.
That's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They can have their opinion. You can have your opinion and we can all get along just fine.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for asking me. This has been fun.
Thank you, everyone, for popping in to listen to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast today. Don't forget that www.diverselove.com or truthandcoffeetime.com. You can email us at hello@diverselove.com or truthandcoffeetime@gmail.com.
Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DiverseLuv.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know.